Picture this. Jerusalem sleeps under starlight. The crowds who came for miracles and bread have returned to their ordinary lives. But 12 souls remain by the dying embers, their faces illuminated by firelight and something deeper, the glow of those about to receive forbidden truth. These aren't the holy saints tradition has painted them as. They smell like fish and sweat and humanity, tax collectors despised by society, women who've shattered every religious rule, doubters and deniers and broken-hearted seekers. Yet Jesus looks at them, with eyes blazing with otherworldly fire, and whispers, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given." Why them? Why not the scholars who memorized every scripture? Why not the priests who performed every ritual perfectly? For the crowds, he spoke in parables, safe stories about seeds and vineyards. But when darkness fell and only the inner circle remained, the veils dropped, the real teachings emerged, the codes that would change seekers into finders. Close your eyes for 5 seconds. Feel yourself crossing the threshold from the crowds into the circle. This is your initiation moment. You're not watching this, you're receiving this. To these beautiful, flawed souls, Jesus revealed the most dangerous truth of all. You will do greater works than I have done. Not different works, not lesser works, greater works. Because what he accomplished in one lifetime, his awakened circle would help accomplish across an entire planet. But the first secret he shared with them would destroy every religious assumption about where divine power actually lives.